Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm hammered, shit faced. And we go to this restaurant. Somebody in our group goes, dude, that's LeBron James. And I look up, sure enough, it's LeBron fucking James.
Yeah.
And I go to point, like, and I'm not making it. I go, yeah. And I go like this. And security goes, no.
How you could have a name Waka Flocka Flame? What are you doing? What are you doing at 61?
Are we in?
I think we might be in.
Bonjour!
Dude.
Listen, we haven't recorded in like 2-3 weeks.
I don't know how to do this anymore.
I don't even know your name.
Michael.
Plowstein?
Me.
Dude, I love... Are you Blau Comedy on Instagram?
Yep.
Dude, no fucking way.
And from Facebook.
What the fuck?
What's up?
Dude, some guy in Spain, child of age...
Whoa.
I don't know.
All right.
Came up to me and he goes... He looks at me and he goes... Travis Kelce? Swear to God. That's when you realize...
That
like,
couldn't be more wrong.
What the fuck do you mean?
What do you mean?
I built like Travis Kelce.
No.
I could sleep with Taylor Swift if I wanted to.
That might be a 1-1.
But I think he just, if you're in, a different country,
yep.
You're like, I know U.S. celebrities and you know faces. And he looked at me and just go, Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce is, I'm telling you, it couldn't be more wrong. If you looked at him, he was like, Denzel Washington is more right than Travis Kelce.
Yes, Travis, I think his brain was giving like T-R-E-V-O, yep, T-R-A-V-I-S. Yep. Is that how you spell Travis?
I have no idea. Travis with a C? Hold on, let me actually
what
try.
What the fuck?
Oh, I'm thinking Kelce.
Travis Kelce?
Yeah, but hold on, let me get,
holy
Travis
shit.
Is T-R-A.
Get somebody some Alpha Brain.
I mean, I need it. Travis, T-R-A.
Avis, company, car company.
T-R-A, V-I-S, Travis. Am I? Someone talk to me. Wrong? Wrong? Right? Okay, great.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. You spelled Travis.
Here's the thing. I think I'm literally.
Spell father. G-O-N-E.
Gone. Here's the thing. Oh, my dad. I got so much to fucking
talk
about.
So much to talk about.
I don't even know where to start. But
well, if we run out of stuff to talk about on the main feed, the Patreon will be ultra, also is booming. I got juicy goss for the Patreon.
Hey. You got some gossling?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Gossip, goss, not gossling.
Oh, I know, but goss?
I'm going to gossling some cock later.
Did you?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes. Where do you want to start?
I mean,
I went to Europe. You went to Atlantic City, which is also the Europe of America.
That's
and,
exactly
and your parents
what it
were in town.
And my parents
separate
were in
town. Times.
Buddy, you had a
joint custody condo.
We did.
No laughter, which is so interesting because I said joint custody condo. And then everybody decided to be silent amongst everybody.
I think...
Is this a book club?
I think they don't listen.
Jack's back. Jack was fucking Hello. Gooning some... Were you in
He's
Italy?
He's married.
Italy. Italy
You're
and
in Italy? Did yeah. you eat ass in Italy?
Yeah.
Was
Did
it
you
cleaner?
Really?
Was
oh,
it cleaner
no.
out there?
You can't
you
eat
didn't?
Your wife's ass.
You didn't?
No.
What?
Don't they have like bidets?
Bro said my wife's ass. Bro could not wait to say my wife.
Dude, my wife is insane to say out loud.
My wife.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's me. My wife is going to come.
Oh, that's just my wife.
Like, if you're at the reservation place, I can't even talk.
Restaurant?
If you're at the restaurant and the host stand, and they go, oh, you go, oh, Blaustein party too, and they go, oh, we can't seat incomplete parties, and you go, shut up, bitch, my wife is coming soon. My wife? First of all, my wife is coming, hopefully, all the time.
Absolutely.
Do you think they come better or more easy because they are wives now? I think yes.
Less.
Think so?
Yes.
But I think
because they look down at the ring and they're like, oh, fuck, this is the only guy that can ever do this to me ever again.
But that's the negative side. I'm on board with that. Of course, I'm on board with that. Divorce is great. But I will say, because obviously, women orgasms and some dudes, you know, it's a lot of emotional shit. But if you feel safe, women become in if they feel safe.
Yeah.
If you got that ADT dick.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone's giggling. Get that mic closer to your face. Yeah.
Comfortability.
Are we cooking already?
Already. I need to tell you, I texted you this. I sat next to LeBron James.
I am so
LeBron
excited.
LeBron James at a restaurant in fucking the south of France. Bitch. I love
that
France.
That sentence is insane.
I
to
love
say.
France, but also fuck France.
Yeah.
Let me work that backwards.
Go ahead.
Paris, I had a Michael Blaustein ass travel day.
I'm so excited.
I had his sunglasses on travel day. 48 hours of getting fucked, but it all made up for it. In Saint-Tropez, bro.
Saint-Tropez in France?
Saint-Tropez is in the south of France, and you got to go. You have to go. I lived a life. I reconnected with God. I have purpose. Well, not really, but
yeah, because he's not real.
But I was gone for 2 weeks. That first week, I could not fucking stop thinking about work. I saw you posting,
and I almost texted you, throw your phone in a fucking pile of lakes.
This is how a pile of lakes?
I don't know,
Legos?
Dude. Maybe.
Can you stack lakes? Land of Lakes is butter.
Land of Lakes?
Lando Lakes. Lando
Wait,
Lakes.
Is that Land of Lakes?
New daughter nickname, Lando Lakes.
Who's this bitch's name? If someone walks up to you and points to your daughter.
Lando Lakes.
And so who's this bitch? Lando Lakes.
Good.
Land of Lakes. What's the Land of Lakes? Mississippi, Minneapolis, Minnesota? Who's got all the lakes?
Yeah, Minnesota, Michigan.
But no, but there's Ohio. A place that has 100,000 lakes.
Michigan.
Nah, Michigan's got 5. There's a place, it doesn't matter. But is that where Land O'Lakes is from? Cool, way to stop the whole fucking story from south of France to try to figure out where the fucking Land O'Lakes are. Trevor, go ahead. Actually, Travis, go ahead.
Travis Kelce. What the fuck was I saying?
First week, couldn't focus.
2 weeks.
Posting TikToks.
First week, I could not, dude, this is how fucked up, and I think you'll understand this. I fully accepted that I think this is workaholism brain, and it's like, the first week, I would get out. I was out in Barcelona and fucking Mallorca, and I'm like, I'm drinking all day with my friends, getting hammered. I'm at dinner. I get back to the room. I'm hammered posting on Instagram.
Yeah, no.
And, dude, I would try to fall asleep. Then I'd wake up and then just write something on my phone. There was a point where I had so much anxiety about not working that I woke up, and then there was a notebook at the hotel, and I started writing what I am going to do when I get back to the States.
Fuck.
Hammered. 2 a.m.
Hammered.
At one point, I made
what
my phone.
What did it say?
I don't even fucking know. It's hammered. It's probably like a crossword puzzle.
Sudoku.
It's a hangman. It just says me. But at one point, I made my iPhone wallpaper that said, "You're on vacation." Just a black screen Instagram font. Because I couldn't get the fuck out of my head. And then 1 week hit, and suddenly I disconnected.
Great.
And I just was like, oh, I don't give a fuck. And then somebody said something to me that I was with. They're like, you're going to regret not being more present on vacation if you're not in it now.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was like, holy shit, I don't want to be out of vacation being like, oh, I'm not well-rested when the goal of that was to be well-rested.
Yep.
Let me put my fucking phone down. All of this to say, I went to Saint-Tropez, bars, rhyming. I'm hammered, shit-faced. And we go to this restaurant, and super cool, kind of like Ibiza vibes, swanky vibes. No, Kimu? Dude, that's the security. Okay, so funny story. So, yes. So, hold on. Wait, where is that? What's the restaurant called?
It's called like Jace or something.
No.
J-A-I-S. Jazz.
Everything in French sounds like you're coming.
Dude, Beckett? So it was like a Korean fusion restaurant or something.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Yeah, a restaurant.
Walking in, hammered. Somebody in our group goes, dude, that's LeBron James.
And then you immediately go, you're racist. No, it's not.
Correct. It was a Korean man.
Yeah.
So
Bobby Lee?
So I'm walking in, and I look up. Sure enough, it's LeBron fucking James in the flesh, our glorious king.
Yeah.
And I go to point, and I'm not making it. I go, yeah. And I go like this. And security goes, no. Like, don't even look at him. Don't look at him. Don't acknowledge it. Shut up. Shh.
Hold on. For real?
Yes. Swear to God. It was that guy that was just in the video.
He looked at you and said, shut up?
He goes, shh, stop. No. Don't draw attention. Don't draw attention. I'm like, nobody's gonna notice LeBron James sitting in a corner. He's taller than everybody.
He's taller
looks
than
like
me.
Your second toe that's bigger than the toe.
Yes.
He's standing in a group sitting. I go, that's fucking LeBron James. And the security guard looks at me and goes, hey, no. Shh, don't say anything. And I go, no, it's cool. I met him in Vegas. No, I didn't. He walked past our table in Vegas. He walked past our table in Vegas, and that was it. And in my fucking stupid, egotistical brain, I go, he's going to remember the encounter when he walked past our table in Vegas. So literally, his table's like this like giant like U-shape. giant U shape, and then my back is against his back. He's right behind me. The whole dinner, I'm just sitting there going like, that's fucking LeBron James. That's fucking LeBron. And I kept thinking about things that I could say to him. And I didn't say anything.
I text you the perfect thing to say to him.
What did you text me again?
I text you, hey man, really big Lakers fan. Good luck on the upcoming season. That's it.
That feels...
No. Oh, no, dude, I'm a really...
No, Michael Blauson, I love your stuff, dude. Good luck on your shows.
That's different. Then you think, then that feels like I'm going to bomb.
Right.
But good luck
on your season. Good luck on the season. I don't need luck. I'm LeBron.
They need luck.
The only thing that came to my mind, I was going to tell him we have the same birthday.
but that... I don't hate that. But that to me is... I think if there's no... What comes out of your face is not, hey, let's have a conversation. It's just like, hey, this is a statement, goodbye.
Yes.
And that we have the same birthday seems like... Now LeBron, you say something.
Yeah.
But if you just go, hey, man, big fan, good luck on a season, then we're done.
I was about to lie. I was about to be like, yo, I'm from Ohio. My dad is. Yeah. I was like, my brain couldn't... Like, we talked about this before. When there's a super famous person around you, like, hijacks your brain.
Yep.
And that's all you're thinking about. I would just be... Taking a bite, look around, but it's fucking LeBron James.
LeBron.
Goddamn. Guys, new merch out Friday. This Friday, it is August 1st, and it's the first thing you should do when you wake up on August 1st is get some Stiff Socks merch. This shit is clean. We've been working on it for months. We worked with top-of-the-line graphic designers. The material is fire. The hats are sick. It is all stuff that you'll be seeing us wear every single effing day.
It is incredible for the summertime, guys. We got tees. We got we got it all, okay? So, Stiff Socks.
Tees, hoodies, hats, everything.
Buddy.
So if you want to be first in line to get the new drop, go to thestiffsockshop.com. Right now, go there. You can put in your email, and then you'll be first to get notified so you don't miss out because it will sell out. Stiffsockshop.com. Go now, put in your email. Get notified. Trevor Wallace, the second leg of my tour, is announcing next week, August 6th. August 6th, we're selling ticks. Show me your dicks. But one show is on sale right now, and that is New York City live at the Beacon Theater. It's an iconic theater. I'm so excited to play it. I've seen some of my favorite comedians there. I'm so, so, so excited to play it. New York always pulls the fuck up, so I had to do something big like the Beacon. I was so excited. Those tickets are live right now. That is November 8th. November 8th at the Beacon, New York City. And then if you go to my website, Trevor Wallace Comedy, right now, you can see the cities I'm going to. The dates aren't live, but all the cities I will be going to are on there. So if I'm going to you, check it out, trevorwallace.com, and then you can sign up in RSVP to get notified immediately when the tickets go on sale. There's like 40 cities. I love you, trevorwallace.com. Michael Blaustein, where are you going to be yelling about getting throated?
August 29th to the 31st, I'll be in Atlanta. Those tickets are fucking going, so go get tickets. September 4th, Tarrytown, New York. September 5th, Montclair, New Jersey. September 6th, Montreal. That is sold out. And Brea, California, September 11th to the 13th. September 24th, Charleston. September 25th, I'll be in Durham. September 26th, I'll be in Portsmouth. September 27th, I'll be in Oklahoma City, and I'm just going to run through some cities. If you hear them, go get tickets. Des Moines, Lincoln, Kansas City, Buffalo, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Salt Lake City, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Minneapolis, new date, Madison, Chicago, and Stamford, Connecticut is the last date on the tour. Go get tickets. I love you, blaucomedy.com.
Guys, this next ad is brought to you by Corn Bread. You know them, we love them. They have gummies. They've been hooking it up for us for a minute now. But more importantly, they have seltzers now.
Guys.
You didn't hear me.
Go.
They have seltzers now.
You're talking about Corn Bread.
Corn Bread have now launched a line of seltzers that taste and feel great. Okay?
Finally.
An infused seltzer that tastes. This is a low-calorie drink with only 30 calories and 5 grams of sugar. Made with pure herbal infusion and all natural ingredients. No synthetics. Each can has 5 milligrams of herbal infusions.
Thank God.
Which is the perfect amount so you don't feel too couch-locked or paranoid.
Every single time I have more than 5 mg, Buddy, if I lick a melatonin, I'm asleep. I get affected by things so much. That's why these seltzers are perfect, perfect, perfect for people who get affected a lot. Because again, I'm gonna just reiterate what he said. All right. I mean, if I have more, I am gone. I am gone. I mean, I'm talking to plants, but this gives me just the perfect, perfect amount of just relaxation, okay? Perfect for unwinding, kicking back, dude, enjoying the moments without alcohol or a hangover. 4 delicious flavors to choose from. We got blueberry breeze, peach iced tea, raspberry limeade, and salted watermelon.
My favorite.
Right now, Stiff Socks listeners, that's you guys, can save 20% off their first order and enjoy free shipping on orders over $75. Head to cornbreadhemp.com/socks and use code SOCKS at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/socks and use code SOCKS, cornbreadhemp. This is the good life.
Goddamn.
I sat next to him when I sat courtside for preseason, and this motherfucker was next to me, and I...
Next to you?
Yeah.
Like me to you right now?
Yes. He was seated next to me as close, and he was obviously fucking...
Chair next to each other?
No. There was a seat in between, and then him.
Holy shit.
And you look at him, it's... you used the word before. It is like a God figure. You're like, what is even going on? Like, it's not real.
The most famous basketball player of our generation who's alive right now.
Correct. It's wild.
And will be for...
forever.
Yes.
He's also physically so imposing that on top of him being LeBron James, dude, it's also how big he is. You're like, what's going on?
Bro, this is how hammered I was. Afterwards, his table left, and I went and sat where he sat, and I was like, yo, take a photo. I'm sitting where LeBron sat.
Oh, my God. That's something like when a gooner, like, smells a hot bitch's chair.
Yeah, you should have smelled it.
I just remember that. Jack, I'll send you the photo, but there's, like, 30 photos of me being like, But what the fuck?
Yeah.
Did that give me any... How's my vertical now? 9x16? TikTok!
It has to be.
I could not believe it. And for the security guard to be, hey. It's like when you're when you're at the airport and there's like an emotional or some dog and the sign on it says, do not pet, do not look at. Shut the fuck up. It's a dog.
I will
treat a dog like a dog. I will treat LeBron like LeBron. If I'm LeBron, hey, man, dap me up while you're eating a shishito pepper.
Yeah, you should have taken the peppers and threw them in the air. Right in front. Yeah, boom. The salt. Bam. Yeah. You should have said, what's up with your hair?
Oh, no.
You should have said that. Hey, Bron.
He was balded up.
Well, yeah. Oh, he shaved?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He's about to come to the next season bald?
Breaking I was news. Hammered. Don't
he
trust me.
He should do it.
What was he?
Breaking news. That's
he
breaking
should
news.
Do Dude, if Holy he shaved shit. His head, that is the most breakingest news of all time.
How is Savannah?
You His think wife? Savannah was there?
He was with 19 white hoes. I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, my I'm God. Kidding. I thought, no. oh, he my was, God. No. I no, thought, dude, holy fuck. Holy shit, I almost lost my mind. I thought you were serious.
No, he was with a group of people that all looked very businessy. It all looked like people who all have a lot of money and yachts and all are in business with LeBron in some way.
Right.
He didn't look like he was with anyone else who hooped. Like, a lot of accountant-looking ass MFers, dare I say.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cheat. You got to do it in the hotel. You can't be with a side lady, out in public. So walk me through this, though. So you walked into the restaurant and you saw him. And how close were you? Like, were you getting...
Me to Jack.
Well, were you getting you getting seated and you go, and then the security...
So we were in the... It's like this, like, outside-y kind of, like, restaurant.
Okay,
very,
okay.
Like, Ibiza vibes. I'm walking in and the DJ booth is in the very back. And then we're sitting right, literally connected to the DJ booth. At one point, I held up a sign that said Young Dolph because that's LeBron's favorite rapper. And he goes, I don't take requests. I go, it's for fucking LeBron. DJ booth right there. And then his table was right behind us. And it was like this giant U shape. His back is against us to the
me. Oh, so he was facing away. And then so his back was facing you and everyone still knew it was LeBron?
We walked past his table. So his table's like this U. We walk past it.
Yep.
And then our table's right here. So my back and his back, we were like two, like the Hurley logo.
Where was security? Was security standing?
Yeah.
So they're standing looking just away from LeBron.
Same way as LeBron.
Okay. So how did but the security was standing?
Yes.
I'm trying to get the visual. So you will to point and then immediately security like, no.
Here's his table.
Yep.
It's like a U right here.
Yep.
DJ booth and table I'm at is right here.
Got it.
We're walking this way.
Got it.
Security's at the head of the table, just standing right there. And I go, oh, and he goes, don't draw attention. Don't point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Let me just look at LeBron and look away. You don't have tits. I don't care.
Yeah. Also, it's like, dude, let me have my fun. That's like, I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to try to, like, touch his penis or anything weird. I'm just going to say, what's up?
I did sit where he sat, which is, in fact, in hindsight, weird.
Yeah. No, not in hindsight. Currently in that moment was fucking weird. I would have never thought about that. That's so funny.
But when I was leaving, I was like, dude, I got to sit with the...
Where did he order?
What did he order?
Yeah. I don't know, white hose.
I don't know.
That's something that fascinates me. It's like someone like that of that caliber, like, what are you ordering? You know what I mean? Like, what, like, I want, like, are you ordering like a lamb chop? Are you ordering like a salad? Or are you off season? So you're just saying, fuck it. I don't think LeBron's ever saying fuck it, like, nutrition wise.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Do you think he has a cheat day where he just shoves Domino's in his ass?
Probably. I mean, he's built so many years of this endurance that, like, I don't know if one bad day is going to throw off so much.
Or maybe that one bad day is going to create habits.
Ah.
So maybe he doesn't even want to fucking know what it is. It's like,
yeah,
heroin.
I don't know, man.
It's like, don't even do it.
I didn't see what he was eating because my back was facing towards him. But, like, I would just look over and be baffled every time.
What did he smell like? Do you know? Were you that close?
Fucking money. I don't know.
Yeah.
He
smelled great when he was playing basketball. I can't even. Yeah. Dude, he smelled so fucking rich. Like, dude, you're playing basketball. How do you smell like that? And his legs were so big, it was like this thing where I was like, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to get in jail. I want to touch you.
That's what I did, but sat where he sat.
Yeah, but I wanted to touch his legs.
Him. Michael Jordan. God damn it, man. But that was the first night in Saint-Tropez, and then the rest of the nights, we're just eating at any restaurant, and I, like, go to one, like, hey, do you guys have any availability tonight? Like, oh, we're all full, and I'm like, great. So we fucking eat with LeBron. And now this is happening?
Yeah, do you understand? Smell my ass.
Oh, LeBron.
That's LeBron James' ass.
LeBron was there with Bezos. I don't know what they were cooking up, but they were hanging out together. Because the restaurant we went to a different night was like, oh, yeah, you guys are lucky. We had Bezos here last night. Am I lucky? Braun and... So look at them. Bezos.
That's LeBron. And then, like, later in the video, it's Bezos' wife.
So what about this?
There.
So do you think that...
Holy shit, there he is.
Do you think that Bezos is going to purchase a basketball team? And then Bron is going to be the face
of it. He's going to buy the NBA.
Well, they're already doing NBA. They already have NBA rights.
Michael, you'd like this headline. LeBron James hang on yacht with Nikola Jokic agent. That's why he was in France.
Wow.
So what does that mean?
Now, Trevor, was there a giant 7-foot white guy at the table?
Besides me, no.
That, like, he could kill somebody.
No.
Bro, no, but
well, what does that mean?
So do you, are they supposing that they're going to try to force a trade to the fucking Nuggets?
Maybe.
There was all this talk about they're trying to get Djokovic on the Lakers, which What's up?
Who's on?
Excuse me? What was the question? I missed it.
Who did they get last year that everybody was stoked on?
Luka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different guy?
Yes, sir. That's a totally different guy. Luka Doncic. I mean, they do have kind of a similar weird, like, deep white name.
Get both those guys on the Lakers.
They can't unless unless they're like, cool, I'll pay for $12.
Mm.
They can't do it. But dude, LeBron, he's going to get traded. And that is going to be crazy.
How many more years do you think he has left in the NBA?
4, 5? I think he'll still play 5 years. He's so big that he's already starting to play like just a big player that's losing some athleticism. He's already starting to play like that. But like, he's so big that he can still provide for a team for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
I think so.
And his inside alone. He's like a second coach.
Oh, dude. Yes. He is. They're saying he might get traded to the fucking Heat, bro.
Miami?
Yeah. Back to Miami.
Back to Miami.
Oh, my God. Hose. Say it.
Him and
Say
Bezos it. Running it up.
Dude, this is my theory. Sorry. I didn't finish it. I think that they might purchase, what is it, New Orleans Pelicans that they're saying they might get, that they might get bought?
Bezos? Why?
Why would Bezos buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a crazy investment property. I don't know if Bezos can buy it because doesn't Amazon do some games? I think there might be some conflict of interest type shit. But New Orleans will get bought, And LeBron was going to be part of the package. I was going to buy a Vegas team.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see the Vegas team for sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in closing, what also threw me off in Europe, dude, they'd be tits out. I made a video about it on the old tickety talkity. Dude, tits out. Bro, have you ever been to Europe Beach?
Can I say something about tits out beach?
Sure.
I'm out. I'm out.
Of the closet?
Maybe.
What do you mean you're out?
This is going to be wild.
You mean you're up?
No. This is going to be wild.
Do I got to start a new podcast?
Maybe. No. This is why I'm out. Because let me guess.
Oh.
If it's out already.
Interesting.
It's
like a Christmas present. If somebody just hands you a Tonka truck, you're like, whoa, a Tonka truck.
Exactly.
But if you unwrap it, you're like, oh, fuck, a Tonka truck.
There's no surprise. Now it's just out. Now I don't give a fuck. Okay. You're devaluing it.
Okay, I do hear you.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
Okay.
It's just.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather a lady just already be naked before they're having sex? Or would you rather take off some clothes and have that fucking hot moment?
Oh, I'm peeling the layers back of an
onion.
Correct. But I am saying it just threw me off guard.
Threw me off guard for sure.
A lot, and it's just so normal for them that an American brain, I walk out and I'm like, whoa. Like, you know, when you're at the gym, you're already trying not to look at women because you don't want to look like a creep.
Correct.
When sometimes they're in eyesight when you're just walking.
Yeah.
It was the same thing at the beach. I'm like, how do I'd see tits and I would like look away because I don't want to be rude. But then I would look directly into another pair. And then I'm like,
where do I go?
I just turn into a mime. And all of a sudden people think I'm trying to just grab tits.
And you are.
Goddamn. Guys, this next ad is brought to you by us.
Us.
Michael, Trevor, us.
Us. And you know what it's for?
Us.
Patreon, all right? You ever sit back and you're like, man, I consumed a Wednesday episode. I wish there was more episodes. Well, guess what? You freaking can get another episode every single week, all right? On Friday, we drop Patreon. It is wild. We talk about stuff we cannot talk about on the regular episode because we have freaking, you know, brands and sponsorships. So we get a little crazy on the Wednesday or on the Friday episodes. And we added a little bit ago, you can get on the Wednesday episodes, you can get it completely ad-free on the Patreon. It's only $5.
Correct me.
Go ahead.
You're saying Wednesday's full episode, no ads.
Yep.
Friday's episode, no ads.
Yep.
All for $5 a month, so I get 8 episodes for $5.
Yep.
These guys must be losing money doing that.
We are.
But we do it for you guys, and goddamn, those episodes are so fucking fun. Half the time, we are recording Patreon, and we go, man, this is better than the main feed. So, if you want unhinged craziness, Michael Blau sign, shirt off, cock out, go to
Patreon.com/SipSockSpot. That is Patreon.com/SipSockSpot. If you're an Apple user, just scan your face and the audio will populate right into your feed. If you want the audio and video, go to Patreon.com/SipSockSpot. We love you. On to the episode.
Goddamn. Maybe. I'm hoping that I trip over a sandcastle and grab some other castles.
Whoops.
Tits.
A hermit crab.
In Mykonos, I had that same problem.
Mykonos, bless you!
But I was wearing the Ray-Ban Meta glasses that had cameras on it.
Someone was on my set with that shit!
Oh, really?
Yeah, I told her to turn it off! It was on for 15 minutes. At minute 10, I was like, she's got to turn it off at some point.
Give me the footage, at least.
I know.
Jesse, throw these on.
Yeah. But yeah, I had to be like, man, can you just turn those off? And she was like an older lady. I don't think she knew they were on.
She thought they were reading light.
She knew.
She probably knew. Sorry, interrupted. Mykonos.
You warm in Mykonos?
I'm just saying to your effect that imagine having like cameras on your sunglasses.
People thought you were gooning.
Yeah.
But why do they have them? Oh, they weren't on though.
They weren't on.
But if somebody knew, they would think that. But if somebody knew that those were recording glasses,
yeah.
But it felt weird because like I was on my phone, like, and I was like taking a selfie, or I was on FaceTime or something. My phone is now up.
Yeah.
A new lady walked by, and I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I felt like I had to overcompensate.
But you can't do that because then for sure you are.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I didn't just take a video.
But it's okay. And I don't know. It's just a very European thing because they don't want the tan lines. But I think tan lines are hot.
I think tan lines are hot too.
It's the fucking sexiest shit. You tell me you got a fucking white goddamn bikini? Hot. But it just threw me off. And I would say,
is their cocks out?
No. This was just a tits out beach.
Isn't that weird? If you can have tits out, let me put my cock out. Dude, I'm gonna get naked in the ice bath. I've never seen such a small dick.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it looks like a snow cap.
Buddy, because when I first started doing it, doing it for like 2 months, whatever. But when I first started, I would bring like bathing suit or like leave my boxer briefs on. But now I'm like, why would I just, then I'm coming out with everything wet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, fuck, I'm just gonna go naked. And I put a towel on in the sauna.
Your balls look like escargot.
Dog, it is inside, like it's.
The Alamo.
Yes. I had this fear that someone's gonna come in. We're going to come out of the ice bath.
With Ray-Ban recording glasses.
Correct.
Small cock blouse on.
That's my new special.
Holy shit. I mean, 8 trillion views on Tubi.
Dude, some dude at the fucking airport, he walks up to me, he goes, yo, are you Michael Blaustein? First, he said my name right. He goes, are you Michael Blaustein from the Stiff Socks podcast? First of all, it sounded like
full government name.
Swear to God, it sounded like he was going to start interviewing
IRS,
me.
Yeah, IRS, come with me.
Yeah, and I go, yes, I am. And he goes, oh, cool, man. Can I get a picture? I was like, yeah, man, of course. And then he gets a picture. And then the awkward moment happens where you're just like standing there. And he goes, let me ask you something. And I go, oh, this is going to be crazy. And he goes, do you have a small dick? Like, loud. It was 9 a.m. loud in the airport. And I go, yeah, it's pretty tiny. And he goes, come on, man. You do? And I go, yeah, man. And he goes, oh, all right. And just walks away. And I've been thinking about that for the last 4 days.
He has been too.
Loud. Loud.
You didn't ask why?
I mean, I don't want to ask why.
Yeah.
You should have asked LeBron that.
Yeah, that's also a good question. Because some of these athletes, you're like, oh, everyone's hogged up. That's wrong. That's wrong. Can you imagine being 7 foot and having a tiny, like, can you imagine being LeBron? See, but that's what I think maybe God did. Gave him everything. Well, I think he fucked him up on the hair, but gave him everything and then small penis.
Yeah, I'd be like, take an inch or two off his shins and throw it on my dick.
Yeah, I'd be 6'7" with a big dick. But being
5'3" with a horse cock.
God, that'd be awful. But you know what I mean? Like imagine women like about to sleep with someone of that caliber. Do you know how
you think they're thinking about your dick? The only numbers they care about is in a bank account.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm like, when he was like in high school, whatever, you know what I mean? When he was definitely 18, hear me out. Like before he got a massive contract, women would be like wanting to sleep with this guy, and they make associations due to how athletic and how big he is, right? And then you're about to get into the sexual positions, and then you got to take your pee-pee out, and it's small. Like that's got to be so stressful. Because these athletes, fuck. And everyone has his, like, it's like a black dude on a basketball court. You assume he's going to be good, but maybe he's not.
Interesting.
No one's got any thoughts on this?
I just like the quiet.
No, but you know what? But you guys know what I'm saying. Like, an athlete is, everyone assumes that because you're tall and athletic, you're going to have a massive hog.
Or like a white guy in a trench coat is going to shoot up the place.
Correct.
There we go.
And chances are, you probably are.
Correct. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends where he is.
Yeah.
Seattle? No.
Movie theater?
Tempe, Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild. Wild.
What's
LeBron
going on
James.
With you, man?
Buddy, fucking everything.
Where have you been? You had your family in town. You're back on the road.
Yeah, I had my family in town, which, dude, this is not funny, but, like, I'm jealous of people that have their family close. Like, oh. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of my girlfriend that can just go get dinner with their family. Like, I spent a week, and it's like, and you're like, hey, sister, mom, brother, do you want to go get dinner? And you just have dinner. I know it sounds like a dumb thing, but like I never see them. Right. So it's just wild to have them in my space. And like we went on the roof and like a beautiful fucking dinner at like sunset, and we're like having the time of our fucking life. I had that moment a couple of times. I'm like, damn, man. And I literally talked to my girlfriend. I was like, you can't like, you really, you don't take that for granted, because you can just drive 15 minutes and go have dinner with, like, that's, I haven't had that since I was like 18. And it was so nice, man. Went to the baked potato.
Yeah.
Our fucking spot.
How is it? What'd you get? What type of potato did you get?
Buddy, we had four people, and we got four different baked potatoes.
Yeah.
I got a
hot
Philly
potato. The Philly cheesesteak one. fucking love that one.
The Philly cheesesteak one was fucking so good, dude.
I'd go celibate for one right now.
It was so good. And I got the, you know, traditional broccoli and cheese one that goes in.
Yeah.
And then I got, there was a, this sounds weird.
Did anybody get the ham pineapple weird one?
That was the fourth one.
My dad got that one.
It was unbelievable. But the third one we got.
Needed cheese.
Excuse me?
And needed cheese.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think mine had cheese on it. Doesn't matter. This is going to be a weird one. We got a chili one.
I don't think it's weird at all.
Okay. Okay, good. Chili, I thought it was going to make fun of
me. And a baked potato sounds unreal.
But it was crazy.
Good.
I wasn't even hungry. Ate them all. And this motherfucker was the weirdest jazz musician I've ever, I don't know a lot, it's insane to say, but he like, he dressed, you know how like Comedy Central comics dressed in like 2010? Like just a hipster, like a big ass fucking glasses, weird hat, long hair, overweight, dressed like Jack Black. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler feeling,
yeah.
But was crushing it. Like he looked like he was better at Dungeons and Dragons than jazz, wasn't. Unbelievable. This motherfucker, oh my God.
They have some great talent there.
Oh my God. This motherfucker at one point, he was a drummer. Like he was the lead of the band, but the drummer. He stood up intermittently and would play jazz with his mouth.
Huh?
Buddy?
What do you mean?
I'll tell you.
Like how guys can make bird noises with their mouth?
No. But he stood up and he literally would like play the fuck, just crushing the drums, right? And then stand up and then just go.
Beatboxing?
No, he wasn't beatboxing. He was playing like, the only way I can describe it, like it was obviously way better than what I just fucking did, but he was just playing the jazz rhythms with his mouth. He would do that for like a minute, sit down and play the same shit that he just did with the drums. It was crazy.
One man band?
No, he was no. There was two other people. The pianist.
The who?
Bitch.
Woman.
No. No, this dude was like a 61-year-old Japanese man. Murdered it.
Yeah.
There's something about me. Like I was horned up. I was horned up. This guy, the pianist was 60, 61. The lead, they were all like over 60, and I was horned up. I was with my sister, my brother, my mom.
Well,
horned up.
Anybody knows anything about you and your Freudian slip?
Yep.
That's the gangbang right there.
You ever taken a slip off a woman?
Huh?
Do you know what a slip is underneath? So it's like sometimes they wear it underneath a skirt. It's like a skirt and there's like a slip. Can you bring a picture up? It looks
Is that
like,
where it's got like the I got nothing. And it's like pantyhose and it's got like a line up. Help!
Then I got nothing. Where is that shit?
Slip
it doesn't
under
fucking,
a skirt.
It's like a slip.
Type
it doesn't,
in slip under a skirt. 4K Ray-Ban camera.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. People that listen in will Google it. But it's what the fuck?
Fuck! Why are you giving them homework?
They'll be fine.
Like that.
Anyways, but what I was gonna say is 40 and slip skirt. Maybe that's what they meant.
Hey now.
But it was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
Having
dude.
Family in town?
Oh!
But so your mom and brother came.
Mom, brother, sister came.
And
hey
then
now.
Dad.
And then one,
separate time.
One day reprieve, then my dad came into town.
Holy shit.
And my
dad. Did your dad like smell the apartment and be like, I miss her!
Just smell the fucking pillow.
Yeah. LeBron.
No. Oh, hello. No. But, dude, having fun. Dude, just doing normal shit. Just normal, dude, not having to pay for meals. Oh my God. I haven't not paid for a meal in years. So like going to a restaurant, then all of a sudden the bill comes and then someone pays for you. I felt like a hot bitch.
Hey.
I'm like, this is what hot women feel like all the time.
Yeah.
So you just eat ribs and you just for free.
Did you do like the fake reach out for the wallet?
Nah.
What's funny is all credit cards are now going more towards like Apple Pay and so on your phone.
Yep.
So there's no more that like reach for the wallet anymore. Like if you're on a date, a girl's gonna have to be like, "Oh, did you want me to?" And she's gonna have to hold up her double tap.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta double tap it. You gotta double tap it.
Oh, I left my wallet at home. iPhone.
iPhone.
Well, it's dead. Here's a charger.
Yeah. This place takes Bitcoin. So do it.
Yeah. I used to have a joke about it that the pyramid schemes in my hometown, they're like selling point. One of those guys was like, "Wouldn't you like to take your parents out to dinner?" It's like, no. The whole point, mm-hmm. oh, take your parents out to dinner, you pay for it. I go, no, the whole point of going out to dinner with your yes. parents is so they pay for it.
Yep.
That's all. Yeah, I love my mom and dad dearly, but also I don't want to pay for this goddamn chicken bake.
Yeah.
We're eating out of Costco.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to pay for these hot dogs. I will say though, when I, because I paid for like a couple meals.
It of course. It's me being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. Yeah. But is it is. Really? But.
Words?
It does. It feels good. It feels good to be like, I got it.
Of course.
Like paying, because that never happened in my whole life. It feels good to just be like, and then his reaction, he's like, yeah, it just feels good. Because he like, he never gets meals paid for him.
Like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like never.
Correct.
So reaction is, I remember he like literally started to laugh. He was like, okay,
well,
yeah.
It's also like their baby boy, who yeah. they still see you as their baby boy, as the guy who still got paid minimum wage for working at
all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Red Lobster. Have we done a podcast together?
So they still see you as that guy. And,
yeah.
And they're like, what? Your allowance, you're going to pay for this? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Had to sleep on an air mattress for a fucking week straight. My back is fucked in the ass.
Well, because you got fucked in the ass.
Dude.
You get your back blown out by an air mattress?
I wish.
I like air mattresses. What did they say about me?
Not for a week.
Yeah.
Dude, my upper back is from not sleeping in my bed and then going straight to New York for 6 days and then straight on the road. I've slept in my bed once in the last whatever the fuck that time frame is, 2.5 weeks.
Mm.
And I am jack dick fucked.
When did you sleep in your bed last night?
Yes.
When did you get back?
I mean, oh my God.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, even hotels. I was away for 2 weeks too. That first nuzzle in the bed.
Oh my God.
Like a fucking goddamn. It's better than a fleshlight. But when you wiggle on in there and you wiggle your toes around.
Oh my God. And then the duvet's like the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Perfect weight. Goddamn. And you get yes. the ceiling fan on and you set your fucking thing to 68 degrees. I'm going down to 67. Pretty soon it'll be 64.
Dude, you're crazy.
I'm going down. I like being freezing.
Freezing, but hiding under a blanket.
Yes.
19 fans on.
Oh, my God. I mean, I've been fucking. Yeah. Dude, I can't sleep with the ceiling fan not on anymore.
White noise, I need it.
Oh, you're a white noise guy.
Well, yeah, I just something. But the fan makes noise.
Oh.
But in half these fucking hotels, no hotel ever has the same AC. It's always like, or then it shuts off, but they're never loud enough. So I'm always on YouTube just for 9 hours, just typing in like white box fan. And then there's an ad in the middle of it. Hey, Sid Sleep, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, I'm trying to sleep.
Get woken up by a goddamn Temu ad. Anyways.
Yeah, so it was
slept
great,
on
dude.
Air mattress.
Slept on air mattress for a week. But I mean, having my family there, it was, again, I'm
just
gonna,
you on the air mattress, girlfriend on the air mattress?
Me and the girlfriend.
Oh, on an air mattress?
Yeah. My dad, the last night, though, he was like, God, I can't do this. I feel horrible. I can't do this anymore. I'll take the couch. And I was like, all right. Fucking all right. Sounds
and then you
good.
Slept in the room?
And I slept in the room, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But can't. Couldn't. Can't. Can't, couldn't. Can't, could. It's too close. It's too close.
Knowing your dad's freaky ass, he'd open the door and be like, that's my boy.
Yeah, he'd open the door and be like, come on. You guys need some help?
Come on. Hits his Ray-Ban glasses.
Oh, they've been on. yeah, dude, it was nothing like crazy or weird or anything happened. It was just really, really nice to have them there. And like none of my dad has seen my apartment, but my sister, my brother, and my mom hasn't. So just to show them like my place and like, you know, just show them like, I don't know, just
what else did you guys do besides go to Baked Potato, which is also a banger.
Oh, banger. What else? We went to the beach at one point, which was like so fun. Went to dog, have you?
This is about to be crazy.
No.
Have you ever gone in the ocean?
No. It's actually sad. Have you done the PCH? Have you driven?
Oh, yeah. I've driven PCH
post-fire. Dude, it is fucked.
Yeah.
It is weird and sad.
It really,
and
weird. Yeah, because like you're just driving, it's all beachy and beautiful. You're like, oh my God, Malibu. Oh, fuck. There it is.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Pasadena fires. Not Pasadena fires, Jesus Christ. Well, Altadena. The Pacific Palisades fires.
Yeah, it was,
everything's still burnt down. There's cars that are still
cars
to a crisp.
Yeah.
There's one that's like a Porsche driving by it.
Yeah. It was, so that was obviously fucking weird. But yeah, I mean, we didn't do like a whole lot of like excursions. I mean, we went to like the, what's it called? The Griffith Observatory.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. You ever want to feel dumb as fuck? Go there. I don't know what's happening.
What do you mean?
They're trying to, in that bitch, they have a museum essentially, right? In it. I'm going to this exhibit and it's trying to explain to me how tides work. It's telling me how it works. And I fucking have no idea how it works. They're like, oh, the moon move. What are you fucking talking? There was one time this guy was literally explaining what the periodic table is, explaining what, like, I'm like, dude, how do you know? What are you talking? I don't even know half the words you're saying. I feel like a fucking, I'm getting dumber.
Yeah, but if you were to explain to him how Final Cut Pro works, he'd correct. Be like, I feel dumb.
All right, thank you.
What do you mean rendering is? Shut up.
Yeah, thank you.
We both live in different worlds.
Yeah, thank you. But I mean, but what got me, dude, is I'm reading it. I'm reading how they work. And I go, great. I don't know what you're talking, half these words.
ChatGPT, photo, summarize in dumb terms.
Do you guys,
send.
Do you guys know how tides work? Can anyone guess?
Do I look like a guy who would know how tides
no,
work?
No, 100%. When I say so guys, I'm in them.
Behind a tide behind you.
Oh. Do you guys know how tides work? Anyone? Anyone take a fucking guess?
Something with the moon, right?
Yeah, I just said that though.
In gravity?
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck are you
it's
talking
like a,
about?
It's like a metronome.
I think kind of it is. But how weird is that? That like at one point of the day, the boat is where the dock is. And then the other point of the day, the boat is 4 feet down. What's going on?
High tides, low tides.
I hear you, but we
tide
say-
Tide to go.
We Tide pods. We say that, but we don't think about what it means.
Every day, we don't think about- none of it makes sense.
Buddy.
The earth is circular, but none of the water's falling out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So there's a gravitational pull enough to keep water in that bitch?
Yes. Condensation is just a Brita filter.
Dude, the world is spinning all the time. Right now, the world is spinning.
Fast as fuck.
Is it?
I don't know.
Probably. But I don't know either. Yeah, give me this.
Oceans explained.
It goes Oceans. Through two high tides
oh,
and
cut it.
Two
fuck
low
him. Honestly, I'm out. I'm out on British people as a whole. I know, fuck, no.
Why?
You know why? You know why they made this guy British? Is because we're dumb as fuck, and we think the British accent is more intellectual.
Dude, have you heard French people talk?
It's so dumb.
Bonjour! They talk with the back of their throat.
So how much...
Monsieur?
How much English was...
Well, dude, I was coming from Spain, where that's all Spanish. I'm so dumb. I tried to pay a taxi driver in pesos. Because I had leftover pesos from my Mexico
sir.
Trip.
Sir. 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 It's not even fucking close.
Bro, what do you mean? They speak Spanish in Spain. I was in Mexico with pesos.
But the language doesn't dictate what the money is.
Yeah, but it should.
No, it's not. You know what's weird? This is how
do tides work?
This, I have no idea. This is how crazy and how privileged we are as Americans. We can use the American dollar anywhere.
Yeah, that's what ended up happening.
They will take American dollars anywhere.
Yeah.
Try to go into CVS right now and play with pesos. They'll shoot you in the head.
Yeah, well, I'm just a dumb American. I'll be the first to admit that.
We all are.
But I sat where LeBron sat, so suck my dick. But the taxi driver drops me off, and I go, you know, dude, because I left my house. And I remember I had 200 pesos somewhere, and like the bill, and I go, bro, I'm going to bring that to Spain.
Dude, 200 pesos is like $12. Or less, maybe.
See.
Sorry, go ahead. Why do you say C in French?
See. So you go to get out, and I go to hand it, and he goes, what this? I was like, peso?
I can't believe you tried to pay in pesos. This is the best moment of my life.
Do you see?
See.
You with the A to B, and he goes, oh, no, sir, euros. And I was like, ah. And then I tipped him in U.S. dollars. But I tipped him really fat because I was just like, I don't do this. He goes,
this motherfucker thought this guy was a currency exchange. Yeah. Give him five different fucking
But he literally
currencies.
Took the money and was like, okay, I will just give this to my niece who lives in the States.
He said that?
Yeah. So it's going to go from Spain to him to the States somehow. I don't know. Yeah.
But so what happened? Wait, dude, so how long were you in France? I want to say
week in Spain,
French.
Week in France.
What's the, I've never been.
Where?
To France. What's the, what? How does it, what's the vibes there?
The French are notoriously known as assholes, but the cheat code is you hit them with a quick bonjour when you walk in. Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, monsieur. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Mm-hmm. If you hit him with one of those off top, that like is an access granted thing.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like bowing down to them. You're like, I am trying to speak French. If you walk in there, don't say anything like you do America, they immediately fuck you. They'll cut you in lines.
They'll cut you in
lines? They
don't
have AC out there. No AC. Europe hates water. It's the hardest thing ever to get AC and water there. Yeah. You walk into a restaurant, 1,000 degrees, seating 1,000 degrees, and you go, water? No.
What do you mean no?
Like they just... Any American restaurant, the second you sit down, they just pour water off the rip. Even if you don't ask for it, they just do it. Yeah. But there you order it, and then the service is slow as fuck everywhere in Europe.
This is why everyone needs to get tipped.
Yes, but now they're starting to accept tips out there.
You don't get any tips if you don't fucking do anything for me.
But the service is slow as fuck, but I will say the quality of people out there is happier. They have these like 3-hour lunches, 3-hour dinners, and nobody, when I'm looking around
generally. Yeah, that's why their GDP sucks. Yeah, work, bitch.
But nobody was like on their phones, I will say. Like like if you go on a vacation anywhere in the United States, there's a family and then there's 4 kids all with iPads and laboo-boos. And it's the saddest fucking sight. Everywhere in Europe, it felt like for the most part, like, dinners are like, it's a social gathering. It's like the whole family's there. Everybody's drinking all throughout the times of the day. It's like a long, you don't go to eat at a restaurant if you're in a rush is what I realized. Like you go to like, be like, this is where I'll be for 3 hours. You can smoke cigarettes indoors.
Wow.
Bitch, I was ripping heaters.
Were you really?
So many.
Shut up.
Just because I can.
Were
it's
you
France.
Inhaling?
I almost, no. Are okay. You kidding me? I mean, I try.
Yeah.
But if
cough you're, immediately.
Yeah. I would go really slow. But if you're in a place where you can smoke indoors,
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
exactly.
When I'm in a casino, I'm ripping a cigar indoors just because I can.
You can.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. I mean, the first restaurant I go to, wherever the fuck I land at, I go, espresso cigarette now. And I go,
well, that's why they didn't like you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
No, I'm saying that to myself.
No, I know. Fucking around.
God damn. They wouldn't even understand me. But that like mentality is very Europe. Everywhere you sit outside, almost everywhere you are, and you can sit inside wherever and smoke if you want. But a cigarette and espresso, you're like, oh, I get it. I'm fired up. I'm wired up.
Yeah.
And then, so you have the trifecta of alcohol, caffeine, and
nicotine.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm feeling chatty. I'm about anything.
Yeah.
So the lunches and the dinners are like 3-hour things, but
Oh, were you eating? This is a dumb question. Since you're sitting there for 3 hours, are you ordering like a fuck ton of food? Or is it just like more hangout time?
It's more hangout time. Okay. But I mean, like the time in between, like you sit down and you wait like 10 minutes before somebody comes by to take your order. You take your order, then you wait another 10. Food comes, then it's very like pieced out. Like America is very like in, out. Like there's so many restaurants here that are like.
Oh, it's in and out. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, do I leave a gun in here somewhere? But there's so many restaurants in here that on your reservation, it says like your reservation is limited to 90 minutes in the U.S.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to.
Yeah, get the
US
fuck out.
U.S. is get in, get out. Oh, I didn't even tell you. I was eating bread. Am I not gluten free? I was eating bread.
We saw it. I just did the French thing, but didn't we? Brought up the fucking TikTok of the bread, and I said that you can eat bread.
Yes. I was eating bread out my fucking cock. Dude, the amount of croissants I had.
Bitch. Hold on. But I did it again.
Croissant.
Were you shitting?
No.
Yeah, because they make bread regular.
Yes.
Oh my god,
bro.
Eating pasta?
Yeah, pasta, burgers, croissants. I mean,
you were fucking rock hard.
Oh my god.
I mean, how much did you shit? Because you're talking about nicotine, espressos, caffeine.
Pretty regular.
Pretty good.
Well, I mean, already on a daily basis, I'm cranking espressos.
Yeah.
And Zins.
Right.
So the body's pretty
regular.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm just asking. So the I guess there's a lack of bread.
Oh my fucking god. I eased my way into it though.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, because one place I was like, yeah, let me just see. They had like a really good like
brioche
aioli type dip with olives in Spain.
Yep.
And their bread looks so good. I go, I take it. And then I was thinking about that video. I go, bro, yeah. I think food out here is better. Then I ate a full thing. Good. And then I ate a burger. Good. And then I eased my way into it. Then I was just throwing fucking, dude, when I was in France, a croissant every day. Eclairs.
Chocolate.
Eclair? How do you say it? Eclair?
Eclair.
Oh my fuck. Chocolate. The pastries. Ah.
Yeah.
You got to go to France.
All right.
What the
I don't
fuck
know why
mean?
I have such right. I because it in my head I'm gonna hate them all.
Honestly, pretty.
I'm generalizing.
I've heard a lot of. I'm trying to think what like the biggest asshole moments were. Like I definitely got cut in line a few times.
No,
they just look at you in American and cut you.
What do you mean?
Like you're just in line and then a French person just cuts you.
Like, that's not happening to me,
dude. You would absolutely hate France then.
Just because I don't fucking live here?
Yeah.
Shut your baguette fucking mouth up. And I'm in line.
Yeah.
You know what makes me so mad? As I'm literally making your country move forward. I'm giving you money so your dumbass country can move forward. And you're going to cut me in line?
Buying one croissant. I am making this country profitable.
The hotel money that I'm spending.
Hey.
The fucking airfare.
Yeah.
Air France. Yeah, that's going to go well if England.
I was on an 11-hour flight with no Wi-Fi.
All right, well that.
Fucking awful.
That's why 9/11 happened. Are you fucking kidding me? Wi-Fi? 11 hours, no Wi-Fi?
Well, I get on the plane and I go, hey, it's. Well, I have a whole travel story of disasters, but maybe I'll say for Patreon, just so we have like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, I'll give you the short story, finish it on Patreon. Wake up one morning, flight's just canceled. Flight was in 3 hours, Delta goes, canceled. We rebooked you one in 36 hours. We can yell about that on Patreon. I get on the flight and I go, hey, the Wi-Fi is not coming up. And she goes, oh, monsieur, the Wi-Fi is coming in the Le Noob. This is in French accent. She goes, oh, all of the Air France has Wi-Fi, except this is an older model. Well, this one in 6 months will have it. And I go, oh, okay, cool.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Talk about the fucking dial-up.
Also, real quick, ma'am, I'm flying now, you French bitch.
Dude, 11 hours, no phone. I don't know if I've ever gone that long being awake with no phone.
Let me ask you this, though. When you travel like that, do you download stuff?
No.
What? Sir. Oh,
bro, I only have Netflix on my laptop. I don't have the app on my phone.
I have so many
stupid
questions.
Stupid man. But in my defense, I didn't know that there wasn't going to be Wi-Fi. So in my head, I'm like, oh, I'll just pull up. Let me watch the new Happy Gilmore on my laptop. Let me fucking do this. And I get on and no Wi-Fi. And I go, and I was still like mid-conversation with people. Yeah. So at no point was I like, hey, I'm about to lose Wi-Fi. I just turned on airplane mode. I figure once I'm up there, 10,000 feet, turn on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
11 hours. If you don't hear from somebody for 11 hours during the daytime,
they're dead,
throated something. They're back of a cop car.
They're dead. So what did you do?
I edited a lot.
Yeah.
And then I took a lot of Tylenol PM to pass out. Xanax.
Good.
No, it was Tylenol PM. But I worked for like 6 hours and then I just slept.
God. Yeah. I got an iPad and I'm fucking downloading shit. I'd be watching old Knicks games, man. Dude, I'd be watching fucking, I mean, I am, bitch. You know what? I told myself I was flying back
from
fucking.
How are you already like a grandpa?
I think I've committed. But here's where I'm at. Every time I fly, I always work. edit, write, because I just feel bad. We have the same brain. I just fucking feel bad. I'm like, what am I going to, I want to watch fucking Netflix like a loser? No, I'm going to work. Let's crank some shit. The last like 3-4 flights, I go, hey, man, you just did 13 shows. Why don't you just fucking relax, eat some food, watch a movie or two, give yourself a break. I've been doing that. I've been letting myself do that. Now I know why people do that. Oh, my God. Sitting on a flight? It's fucking...
I get too antsy.
I think if you but if you just lean... Dude, oh, my God. Two movies and you're there.
Are you a drink on an airplane? Airport?
No, I've done it like once.
It makes
the
flight go so much slower for me.
Oh, you drank on it?
No, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't like drinking in general, honestly. Mm. But on a flight, I feel very stuck. I took a THC gummy whatever years ago. It was the worst decision I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, I don't know how people fly high.
No.
I would panic.
Dude, but then it's also, I just feel trapped.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I am high. I want to go do something. I got to do something. Like, drugs don't make me, like, sit there and be like, hey, I just want to fucking think. Drugs make me want to get up and go on a jungle gym. Like, I need to do something.
Yeah, and but on, then I'm on just a plane, stuck. You got to sit. Because if you're walking around pacing, people think you have other motives.
Yeah, when people stand up to stretch on a plane, sit down, I don't trust you.
Sit down, don't care.
Dude, people be doing yoga in the airport. Yeah. Full yoga. And you know what? My first reaction is, what an idiot. My second reaction is, I respect you this? And I wish I had that much confidence to just do, like I'm talking about dog, like full out yoga. I try to get on my phone, I fucking miss it, I'm furious. Some dude had a yoga mat out doing full yoga.
My question is, how long is your flight? Because if it's a 3-hour flight, you're doing too much. If it's about to be a 12-hour flight, totally get it. You want to stretch out a little limber.
All right. Okay.
But if you're taking a 45-minute flight from Burbank to SFO.
Sit down. Sit.
You'll go off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Bye-bye. Dude, yeah, that's great. So you feel good? Feel good?
Yeah. Yeah, I like I said, the first week I couldn't stop working. I was checking emails because I uploaded this video to my YouTube that we've been working on for like the last month. And I was like, this will bring me more peace if I upload it during the vacation because now I'll know that work mm-hmm. is like established. But then I was uploading like clips during it. So the first week I was still kind of in it. But like the second week, I really just disconnected. And my flight that got delayed, I ended up just spending a day in Paris. And I didn't even care. Like I was like, I wanted to be home so bad, but I was like, man, get home so I can work. I was like, let me just fucking spend a day here. And I had a great time.
Yeah, I've had like a big, and maybe this is exactly what you're saying, but I think I've had this big like turn in my brain, especially this summer when I'm like, dude, I can't pick my head up and be like, wow, I didn't have a summer. Like I've been really, really, that idea has been clanking around my brain, like really in the forefront. And there's been so many decisions that I've made in the last like 2 months because of that decision. Or sorry, because I just didn't want to, every summer I've had the last fucking 6 years, I've done like the family vacation and stuff like that, but like the random things where I'm like, I got 2 days off, let me go do something. I've been like pretty proactive doing that. I'm feeling good about this summer and my like ability to tap out every now and again.
Yeah.
Feels fucking great, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know the rest of the year you're going to just be working, so you might as well take a month just to be kind of an idiot or indulge in some stuff. Yeah, I mean, not a full month off, but just like take that random opportunity.
I went to New York for like 5-6 days. Oh my God, dude. I caught the best weather in New York. I lived there for 8 years. I don't know if I ever had a 5-day stretch. Dude, it was fucking perfect. It was like 83 degrees, no humidity. There was slight little breeze. Oh my God. Hey. My buddy, Neil Ghosh, very funny comic. I was staying at his place in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And I was like, this is going to be
so fun. You stayed at his place the whole time?
The whole time I was in New York, yeah. Yeah. I constantly made that decision because if I did a hotel, I would see my friends way less.
Oh,
interesting. Do you know what I mean? Because all of a sudden, I wake up and I get a coffee and I'll do some stuff. And then it's like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And then I'm like, oh, I have a show in 3 hours. And all of a sudden, then I'm like, Yeah. Do a spot. Hey,
yeah. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sleepover.
Then it's like 9 p.m. and I'm like, I haven't seen anybody. God damn.
Yeah.
Why am I in New York?
Yeah.
So I stayed at his place. He has an extra room, really, really nice place. But he lives in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And my first reaction to that is like, it's so far from the city. Ugh, Brooklyn, whatever. Holy fuck.
Brooklyn's awesome.
Dude, where he lives is like a block away from the park. And beautiful, like really adorable restaurants. This sounds like a condescending, but not. I mean it in the best way possible. Like great fucking food. Everyone's just like, it's just.
Especially in the summertime,
dude. It was like an oasis. Every morning I would wake up and go get a coffee and go to the park and just read. I was like, I am so happy. Awesome. Oh my god! And the shows, bitch. The shows.
Fun?
Oh my God. There was something in the air. Every show, I'm like, I am Dave Chappelle. Like it was.
And just spots in town or your
spots
own show?
Spots in town. Spots in town.
Wow, really?
Spots. I mean, my two new material shows were so fun. I'll tell you about them in a second. But like, those were so fun. But the regular spots, oh my God, dude. Like, it was such a difference between doing LA spots and New York spots. It was like, they felt like they were just so fucking happy to be there, dude.
Really?
And like the rooms, I just did New York Comedy Club rooms because that club has 3 clubs in the city. So I didn't want to overcomplicate with schedule. So I was like, I'll just do y'all's clubs and so they can schedule me accordingly. So I don't have to worry about like whatever. So did a bunch of spots for them. And all 3 of their rooms are so fucking great, dude. Like just set up perfectly, low ceilings. And the rooms are like, for New York, they're not small rooms, but for like LA, they're kind of small. They're like, you know, they seat like 120 or something, but packed. Monday night, packed. Both show. I mean, just, and I'm like working out of a notebook most of the time, but they're just fucking with me, dude.
Yeah.
Just with me. And like, and so many like, because the 2 shows that I had, like my shows sold out. So like a lot of these like smaller shows, a lot of people came through that were like fans. Like even after, it was just such
a New York is fucking.
Oh my God. And like,
it's
and
enough I would, energy for a minute.
Holy shit.
Fire and you up.
I would get done these shows, obviously like late. And it's such a beautiful night, man.
I would just walk
like 50 blocks, like by myself, listen to the new Bieber album. Just fucking.
Ass.
It's not ass. I'll kill you.
It's bad.
Give it a second listen.
Okay.
Give it a second listen. But I'm not fully off board with that opinion. I will say I'm not fully off board. But I'm saying I got there with it. Whatever. But we'll talk about it. But just 50 blocks, dude.
Yeah.
50 fucking. I mean, it was such an incredible and like. I had a lot of like moments in New York because you guys know, but I started stand up in New York, right? No one gave a fuck, and I had such a crazy doing all those spots and the way that people like, just the difference of the way people like treated me then versus when I would do comedy. So having those like just moments of being like, wow, man, this is like such an incredible city, such an incredible it's just like it's like night and day from like when I used to live there and how. The scene treated me and how the scene treats me now. It was just an incredible fucking experience. And then my 2 shows on Thursday, one was Upper West Side and one was Midtown. And it new material. So I'm just like coming out of a notebook, but they were just fucking with me, dude. And they were, the shows were so fucking crazy, dude. They were, the last show in Midtown was one of the craziest shows that I've done. Dude, at one point, the entire audience started chanting, "Welcome to the jungle, we live in New York." I have this new bit, and the whole tagline is like, "Welcome to the jungle." Every person was like, "Welcome to the jungle, we in New York. Hey, welcome to the jungle, we in New York." All right, I was like, and normally I'd be like, shut up or burn this place down. I did it with them. It was
clip.
So, dude, it was so fucking crazy. It was so insane.
This is the same thing I've realized about the places that get really harsh winters. In the summer, they just really appreciate it.
God,
like I was talking about
it
a while ago with Chicago. And by the way, concrete beach clip, people weren't happy.
Good.
But these places that have such harsh winters, when it's the summer, it's like, it's kind of like they're like hibernating their dopamine all these these years of cold, not years, these months of coldness. So when it's summer, they're just, it's frolicking. It's kids in a park. It's me with binoculars. It's me in a trench coat. It's fucking.
Me with a trench coat walking into schools.
You see it. It radiates in people's faces, even just walking around. When I went to New York to do shows, the dumbest shit made me so happy. Did some shows at the Stand and then walked back to the hotel listening to bits. People are out. It's fucking, people are having fun. People are drunk on the streets, skipping around with their friends. You're like, the fuck is this? I need a city environment in me. And I just don't have that here.
Yeah. The amount, and I knew this was going to happen.
Not an ad for New York, by the way.
Definitely not.
I'm playing the Beacon, November 8th.
I knew this was going to happen. I've had this like creative just block for the last like 2 months. I went into New York. I was there for a day and I go, oh, and I just got fucked in the mouth with ideas. I figured out bits I haven't figured out in 3 months.
Yeah, change of relocation.
Holy
was always
shit. It was crazy. It's just getting inundated with people walking around, people yelling, move, bitch. And people told me move, bitch, and I wanted to kiss them. I'm like, hell yeah. Thank God.
Hope you're not French.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a perspective. If you're stuck on the same video idea or the same sketch, the same joke, and you keep looking at it at this angle, you literally fucking turn this way, and it's different. It's just perspective. If you're in a rut, move.
Ugh.
David Goggins,
buddy,
I sat next to LeBron.
You did. I'm moving to Fort Greene. You think I'm fucking around? I texted my girlfriend. I was like, I'm moving to Fort Greene, and she thumbs down it. It was such a beautiful fucking area. I don't think anyone heard me. It's right by a park. People were wheeling children around. There was dogs. I mean, restaurants with food and
the
water.
The walkability is awesome.
God,
I love
damn
that about
it.
New York.
This is what I would do if I saw LeBron.
What?
Many people have
sniff
come to
his
me
butt.
Saying that they recognize.
Oh yeah, this guy got in trouble again, huh?
Before I moved, he kept following me. Though I recorded
she's
just
filming
in case he was trying to say anything or do anything to me. But I definitely didn't expect him to do this. Like, what the actual?
Pretending to be
he's
like
a serial
down
butt
by
sniffer
a bookshelf and then coming behind
here,
me.
Here, pause this.
Me.
Bro thinks he's a dog.
Pause this. What was she filming on? This looks like one of those fake YouTube sketches where you're like, oh, I'm going to scare my mom with a snake. What was she filming on?
I think
she just put the phone down like that?
Front camera of an iPhone 7.
I didn't expect him to be so freaked out when I turned around and saw him literally.
Imagine
under
you have to subtitle
me,
this.
So freaking close.
You guys sniff your ass. You have to open up CapCut.
Oh, that's so goddamn
so be aware and cautious.
Oh, I mean, dude, pause. Yeah. Yeah.
Because what else
this
is he going to do besides
ass
sniffing ass?
I mean, he can hear what you're thinking about tomorrow. Sniffing ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he has Shrek ears. It's a little
he
weird.
He does.
But he's back in jail. What do you do? How much time do you get for sniffing ass? Like, what is the judge going to be like? Oh, 30 to life.
Oh, so my dog can do it, but I can't?
Exactly.
Bark, bark.
Yeah. I'm a golden doodle. Yeah. Fuck you. I mean, how many? What is he getting fined? Because realistically, I'm not joking. You like, how much time can you get for sniffing a butt? Like, you should do
Let's
it.
Find out.
You shouldn't do it.
His bail has been set for $100,000.
You think he has $100,000?
$100K though for sniffing ass feels low.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Burbank.
Yeah, this is like local. This guy around LA.
He's a hero of mine.
The Burbank, where was he? Porto's? The Burbank butt sniffer?
Great.
Title?
Title. So I didn't know he was, I didn't know
Burbank's
he was
local. Burbank's, you know, I think he picks areas with higher heat. So stench is a little higher. You ain't smell no ass in Iceland, but you go to Tempe, Arizona, you go to Burbank in the summer, it's like 130 degrees.
The fact that he's never been on the F train is insane.
Oh my God, that whole thing smells like Badoosie.
Go on the 6 train at 5 p.m., he's going to come 12 times.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to bend down. Just stand up and you'll get it. I mean, it is horrendous.
Yeah, I think if you go into a bookstore in 2025, 30% chance you're a guy who's going to do some illegal activities.
More.
You're the,
more than 30.
100? You're either jerking it or you're sniffing it. Bop it.
Yeah. But I went to a bookstore in Brooklyn. Do I like Brooklyn now?
Yeah.
I went into a bookstore and I'm like just perusing.
Doing a couple of these.
Oh my God. Smelling the pages.
Yeah. Somebody comes up. Can I help you? Just looking.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Did you have a tote bag?
I wanted one. I almost fucking put one on because I was reading a book and I had a book in my hand and I was like, and I was talking with Neil. I was like, yo, I don't want to fucking just carry this. Do you have a bag or something? He handed me a tote bag and I put it in the bag and I put the tote bag on my shoulder and I go, I can't do this. I can't.
You have to.
No, I can't.
No.
I couldn't commit.
You have to.
I put the book in my like a waistband. That's what I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. The butt sniffer would have loved that book.
Oh my God. Dude, putting a book in your waistband is insane.
Yeah. People are like, is that a gun? Like, no. Gun of knowledge.
Hemingway. Well, that's what's so funny about New York, the duality of it.
And okay.
LA, I'm sure LA has
go
it
to
too.
France one time?
Duality?
Duality!
Duality! But it's like, there's Harlem where it's fucking drill rap, and then there's, you know, the other parts of New York where it's like, I have a 7-page fiction novel of bird feathers.
7 pages.
It's a haiku poem. 7-page book.
That's
a menu. Listen, you know what
that's
I meant.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I love that book.
It's so good.
He probably had a hog on
Why
him.
The fuck is he so big?
Bro's off the GMOs.
Like, how did he get so big? Who's his parents? Why is he so big? Why is he so red?
Clifford the Big Red Hog?
Now, that's the book Sif Sox should write.
Yes.
Was Clifford fixed?
Probably. Who fixed it? What'd they do with the foreskin?
Fix it. DraftKings.
What?
Okay, fix you guys want to get into a sock talk?
He said what?
What?
I thought Fix It was like a gambling app or something.
It is.
Fix It?
No, that's what I said. You said he was to get fixed, and I was like, what is this? DraftKings? I am going now I'm back to be mad now.
Sock talk. This sock talk is from Sarah. She says, hey, Trevor and Michael, have you guys seen what's been happening with the T dating app? It is a women's only platform with over 5 million users. And apparently recently it got hacked to show all the faces of the women on the app. Do you guys know what the T app is?
No. Don't you want to see the faces of the women?
Well, no, it's
women.
It's a women only
spilling
app.
Tea about guys.
What the this, fuck?
Yeah, I've heard about this T app. They like if a girl goes on a date with a guy, then she can like report it on there. It's Yelp.
So it's like Yelp.
It's like Yelp, yeah, for women.
But hold on.
So this can't be good. Nobody's leaving like a 5-star like dick down of a lifetime. I love Thaddeus.
Yeah, no. I feel like it's all negative.
Yes. It's called the T app.
It's literally like
ain't no chamomile in this bitch.
It's literally like Yelp. You don't go, you don't for the most part, you don't fucking Yelp good shit.
Yeah.
If you have good salmon,
isn't that funny?
You don't go and say, oh, the salmon's great. This chef is a big hog. No. You go, my fucking tilapia sucked. The waiter had one arm. Eye. What the fuck?
You said one arm. I said one eye.
We literally should do a podcast.
What the who do we talk to about that?
Somebody. Somebody who owns microphones. Okay,
so
hold on.
So this can't be good.
No, it seems like a good idea at the time. Like
for who?
It's kind of like that teacher thing, like rate my teacher.
Dude, rate my teacher, you can't say fast.
Oh my God.
You can't say that fast.
Rate my teacher.
Yeah, the T is so important there.
Yeah. Well, and then they also said rate my professor.
Isn't it the same thing?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. They had both. One was high school, one was college. But that is funny. Imagine being on Rate My Teacher and you're like, oh, all y'all talking shit about me? What is my Rate My Students T? Rate My Students.
Okay, so the T thing is you go on a date with a dude and then you go to the T app and you like
score the dick down abilities.
Yeah, but,
did he catfish you? Was he nice? Was he an asshole?
Yeah,
hold
on. So they find his Bumble profile and link it to T or something? Like, how does that part work? You take a picture of him, put him on there? Like, I don't get it.
Can we watch a video or a TikTok or something? Or?
There is a new king of the App Store free chart. It is T Dating Advice, helping women date safe. They basically productize the groups on Facebook, the Are We Dating the Same Guy groups.
Yep.
And so this is acts as a layer over a bunch of different dating apps where women can effectively review, add comments, leave Yelp style reviews for the men that they are going on dates with. There is a new—
Wow, so it's taking all different social medias and putting it onto this one app.
Holy
so,
shit.
So realistically, we all could be on it.
We definitely are.
The problem is you can't sign— I tried to sign up. You have to be a woman.
How do they know?
First of all—
How do they know?
Oh, how the fuck do they know?
Yes, how do they know?
Wow.
I call you a pussy enough to be one.
I got enough pussy to be one.
Hey.
Yeah.
You are what you eat.
Oh, I'm ass. A vagina.
Ass. Foot, feet.
Yes. So what are women saying about it? Because that guy was just on some fucking alpha podcast.
So now I understand. Okay. I understand. It's a great— the concept is great. The problem is it ever going to be positive? It's all going to be like, this guy sucked, small penis, mean to me, didn't pay for dinner, eats cheese sticks weird, keep throwing a banana in front of me for no reason.
Yeah, what would be your one thing you probably are on the TF for? Is that
shorter than you think he is.
Too hung.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With his own asshole during sex? That would be mine. Smells ass in fucking libraries.
Yeah, this is insane.
So now what's happening is the TF got hacked by
China.
A group.
Pissed off men.
And it exposed everything about the women on the app.
Oh, exposed about the women?
Yeah. Exposed like who they are, where they live.
So the entire app was designed for women's safety. And it just inverted the entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
So this is, whoever did this is a dude that got the lowest ranking in fucking T. He found this out. He zipped up his trench coat, got on his fucking IBM ThinkPad, and just went after this bitch. I mean,
it's always a ThinkPad.
It always is, dude.
This is a Mac activities.
Nothing's ever good happened on a ThinkPad. Never.
So let's watch this and see if we can get anything out of it.
You think we're going to learn something from this guy?
Furious right now.
This is the guy who
somebody
did it.
Has just hacked this female-only app, publicly leaking thousands of users' images, IDs, and posts. If you hadn't heard, there's a super popular app called
T. Bigger than
so much so
GPT?
That it's actually the number one the free app is. On the Apple Store, and is designed to promote safely dating and to help women do background checks on men. And there's a lot of useful features.
Pause,
like,
please. Where can we do background checks on women?
Well, that's the...
Her Instagram. If she's in Mykonos and Turks and Caicos,
facts.
Gone.
If you got a fucking Bitly link, problem.
Bitly?
I mean a link tree. What I said is Bitly.
Bitly just condenses it. But that also works.
Yeah, but if she got a link tree issue, how else would we rank with?
Better be an Amazon wish list.
100%. Has to be. Also, if you want to do one scroll and she's with different dudes every single scroll, problem.
You know what I clock sometimes is every time a girl posts a photo dump, she has different friends in each photo dump. I go, hold on.
That's good.
You think it's good?
No. I'm saying it's a good tactic, I mean.
Oh, yeah. You're saying.
She has different friends.
Do you not have one core group? Because every time there's new characters, there's new seasons involved every single time.
Yeah, but you know what never changes? You think you're the lead character.
Ooh.
That's the issue. If the picture they post is like with friends, but their friends aren't like, it's not good pictures of their friends. And you're like, oh, you're
yes,
an asshole.
Yes, yes, yes.
She has one eye
yes.
open.
I mean, what blows my mind, and I follow like two people who do this constantly, and every single time I want to just like comment and be like, are you aware this is clinically insane? She will only face tune herself in the photo.
Fucked up.
And then everybody else is normal. Yep. I go, that only makes you look even more face tuned.
Yeah.
But like, she's holding a fucking baby. Throw a fucking lip liner on the baby. She's standing next to her like, Grandpa. Grandpa got wrinkles. Throw a filler on him.
Yeah, Facetune that.
But it's like Facetune to a 10, and then everything else is normal.
Yeah, I mean, you got to help the baby out. Give him a little bulge. Something.
Give the dog a fucking chin lift.
Yeah, give the dog tits. All right, so what are we talking about? T-app? What's this?
Yeah, let's
okay, sorry, I keep pausing it to whatever.
image search in the cases of catfish, the ability to check if someone's married or a sex offender. But one of its
we know what's cut out. We know what's cut out.
Hold on.
We know
what's cut out. Those are two. Those are neck and neck.
What?
He's like either a sex offender or married. Those are neck and neck. I feel like one is much more important than the other.
The married part?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the ability to anonymously share red flags of a man with other women. Kind of like how you rate an Uber after a ride. And as you'd imagine, the backlash because of this has been intense. Some people online labeled it anti-male, a feminist doxing app, and even as far as calling it evil and meant to destroy men's lives. Right. And that's why some people are even celebrating this hack. But the amount of people actually exposed in this leak is pretty insane. You see, T currently has millions of users, and hackers were able to get unauthorized access to 72,000 images, 13,000 of which were selfies, and even images of identification documents. This wow. even included thousands of driver's license, which is what they used for verification when signing up for the app. But some men have gone even further in all of this, and to get back at women, they have gone as far as creating a leaderboard from the leaked selfies, where people can then go and rank these images, and they have a top 50 and a bottom 50.
So there actually has been a leak today where they exposed the chats of the women talking back and forth to each other, which would be pretty cool to see, I think.
Wow,
you know what that's like, dude? It would be like if, have you ever caught anyone like talking shit about you and you're like, yo, I'm right here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like I have actually never done that. I've had fantasies of doing that, but like, that's crazy. It's like two girls talking in another room and you just overhearing them just like talking shit about, like, God, these chats are going to ruin dudes' lives. Like, not even lives. I mean, just egos in the trash.
I do think that they should make dating apps. They can, you know what they could add to dating apps? You know on Instagram, sometimes you go to DM somebody, they'll say response time.
No. They,
like if you DM like another creator or like a number, say like response time, usually 1 to 2 hours or 24 hours.
I've never seen that. Okay.
I think there could be something like that on like Hinge or one of those that's like, you know, response time. Are they going to respond? Or like, are people happy with their message? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a star rating?
Yeah.
Not off looks, but based on like conversation or etiquette or like funny or.
I do think there should be. Like, I think there should be, like, a Yelp. Like, why, like, it's like Airbnb has it. Why couldn't you have, like, a Yelp review of that person?
Yeah, but you get two mojitos deep and everyone's one star.
But it's just, yeah, but it's the same thing with fucking Airbnb. Like, I mean, all these Uber ratings, all this kind of stuff. Like, I think for the most part, people aren't assholes. Obviously, there's trolls and you have bad dates, whatever, so you can get some one stars. But, like, chances are,
it would keep people more on the A game.
It would keep people on the A game, but I will say though, you know, like you're, I mean, I don't know if I'm conscious of like my Uber rating, but I will say though, you do act different. I'll just put on myself. I do act a little different in Ubers because I know I'm getting rated. I also do act a little different in Airbnbs because I know my rating's on the line, right? So would that be good for dating? I don't know.
What about a rating that's like a restaurant, A, B, C? Or E.
But don't you think that's kind of the same thing, right? Because like you sort of have to put on this false, I think in dating in general, you put on like a false sense of who you are anyways. But then if you know your ratings online, it's also going to skew you a little bit too.
Yeah, but the only thought I had is like if you meet the right person, your rating shouldn't matter. So you're like trying to make sure you have a good rating for what, the next person? Because then your girl's like, why are you acting so fucking nice? You want me to give you a good rating so when I break up with you, you get a 5, then you can fuck another 7?
Yeah, it's all of that.
Sounds like that happened before.
What's up?
No, just
I just feel like
the rating thing is very complicated.
Yeah.
Because
it's
also,
not gonna help. It's not going to make anything better.
No, because also like if you, to your point, right, if you meet someone and they're fucking awesome, but then you look at their rating and it's a 1, or you're not going to meet with somebody initially because they have such a low rating, but that could be your future wife or husband.
Exactly.
So like,
if she's like, oh my God, you're incredible. You're literally a 5 out of 5. You'd be like, okay, well then leave that review. It's like, well, why do you care? I want you. Yeah. But you should let people know I'm a 5 out of 5.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So why do you want to know you're a 5 out of 5? So your rating can get boosted for the next bitch.
Right. right? Or and then
I'm
you
getting
and,
a flip
and
phone.
Then, and then you break up with somebody, and then that the girl will just tell all of her friends to rate you fucking horrendously.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So this is maybe it's not good, but there's got to be some type of system where like you have the ability to rate on like your Bumble profile, whatever, in some capacity. I don't know what it would be. Anyways, listen, hack, terrible. Don't fucking do that. It's obviously private information. But I just think the global idea of like rating to something, there's something there to apply to
hold accountability.
All. Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's going to be some hacker who can be like, yo, I can boost you 3 points if you suck me off in this. All right.
Yeah.
It's like it progresses society, but also takes us so far back.
Wow. Yeah. You can start clip farming.
Yeah. You pay for fucking bots to get your rating
clip
up.
Clip farming.
Like finding a lot of women to just pay them to.
Did you ever see that Black? Did you ever see that Black Mirror episode?
Yeah.
Where like you specifically have a rating, and then it essentially like a credit rating, but for your own self.
Oh my
and there's
God.
Certain if you do good things, people give you a rating, and then your rating increases. But if your rating is low enough, you can't rent the car, you can't do any, you can't get a loan, you can't do anything.
But
so like
it's crazy. We have that score every day. It's our credit score. But every day we have a rating.
But it doesn't apply to like holding the door open for someone.
Right, but you could statistically speaking, but like you could just look at somebody like, what's your credit score? They say it, like, cool, now I know who you are as a person.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. I mean,
rent a car at Enterprise.
But the credit score applies to like risk, right? So yeah, you can have a low credit score and still be a great person, but if you have a low credit score, it doesn't affect every part of your life. Mm. This Black Mirror episode affected every what was it? She couldn't rent the car, but there's something else that she couldn't do. And the fact that, and people can see it, so they walk past you, go, oh, you're a four, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
I forget, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. But that, that's awful, dog.
That would be crazy if you just had 1 through 10 on your chest and people could just walk by and just base off a conversation they have with you or a glance, they could just walk up and be like, 8, 2.
Well, that's exactly what the episode was.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave you, like, if you held the door open for someone, they would give you a point or whatever the fuck it is.
Damn.
Like everything. So then also everyone's on the best behavior. Everyone was so nice all the fucking time.
Yeah. Everyone's acting like they just cheated.
What?
Because if a guy just cheats, he's like super nice to his girl.
Got it. Got it. I didn't put it together.
So what just happened there?
I didn't understand what you're talking about.
Was it a bad joke or you guys not laughing?
It was a very good joke. It was just a nuanced cheating joke.
Yeah.
See, that was a test for you guys because if you laughed, you're a cheater. Yeah. No laughter, y'all passed.
Good. We did it.
Maybe we watch that episode on Patreon.
Which one?
The Black Mirror episode.
Buddy, I'm down.
It's all about a mobile app. Their individual's social score determines if they can access housing, discounts on items,
and
other social activities. It's essentially like social media, but you're like holding it on your chest. Like,
oh, fuck.
It's like your followers, your likes.
Okay, I'm in. I'm walking straight into Carbone. Hello?
Yeah. Walking to Hertz. This is mine now. Leave with a fucking Corvette.
Just cutting people at Yogurtland because I'm verified on TikTok.
Yeah, some French person comes in front of me. I fucking choke him out with a baguette. That
still
makes
episode?
Me so mad. it is the same episode. All right, we got a secret sock.
All right, yeah, this is a secret sock. Have you guys ever seen something like this? Justin Timberlake singing his songs, but barely singing.
I heard about this. What's going on?
If he's not on drugs, we have a problem. He's play this. I've seen 9 of these.
No, pissed. Bitch, this ain't karaoke. This ain't Kidz Bop. Sing the songs. We're here to see you.
Yeah. Also,
hold the mic up.
Also,
he's already singing.
Also, you know what's insane?
Hold the mic up.
You know what's insane?
He's talking like a drunk bitch at a wedding.
I paid $200 to be here. I'm not working. I'm not working.
I
can you imagine
when
if you were
around
stand-up?
There singing? You're not him.
Oh. I watched TikTok recently. Yeah, I've been scrolling recently. I fucking scrolled. Let's get on TikTok. And this motherfucker, it was like, fucking best character ever. And this guy was singing. And I wanted to hear him sing. And all these drunk fucks in the bar started singing with him. Shut the fuck up. You work for Hertz. Nobody wants to hear you sing. I want to hear him sing. I couldn't hear him. Shut up.
Well, that's how I feel about this. In
well,
any
he's
concert
not
you
even
go to, sometimes
trying.
You just get behind somebody who's just like, they're singing, but they're screaming it because they just love the song so much.
I hate it.
Which I get. but it's she's a professional.
Yeah, let me just put a theory out real quick. If his is his voice not where it used to be,
play it,
and maybe he doesn't want to
sing. Don't go on tour. Have a throat coat and shut the fuck up.
I will say this though. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If your voice is fucked up and they go, hey, you go on tour, $70 million. I'm going.
Y'all know this one? And this whole there for the 100%. Whole time.
100%. But also, like, just go ahead, Zach.
Oh,
Zach.
I was wondering, like, you guys could record.
I'm hammered.
You could record, like, a whole set and then just, like, lip sync it.
Then somebody does crowd work and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, someone yells.
And you look off to the side and you go.
That's probably going to happen in the future. Someone's going to try it.
Dude, yeah, they would know
so
quick.
Obvious.
There's so many people who like lip sync on SNL and like got called. I think it was like Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
So people, you
Ashley's
going
to ruin her career. Dude, everyone lip syncs, which is also to this point, Justin just fucking played, just lip sync.
That's so bizarre. You just got to be. And it's playing.
Yeah.
You sneeze and the whole thing is ruined.
Have you ever seen a fucking hip hop artist? Some motherfuckers just go, the whole song's just playing. They don't do it. Justin's literally doing what hip hop artists do all the time anyway.
Play that one. It's literally an album release party.
Stop.
He said stop.
This is being like a class project if I forgot what I was supposed to be doing. Maybe forgot the words.
I mean, dude, he is literally not doing any. So this is like everywhere. Like all the dates, he's not doing anything. Because this is not just one video.
Hopefully, he.
Yeah, not one. I thought it was one song.
No. Dog, he's.
There's
he's
one where he puts a mic on the ground.
What's up?
There's one where he puts a mic on the ground. Can we find that? Yeah.
That was pretty.
What? Has he responded to this? It's all different shows.
You want him to talk?
Yeah, so this is not like drugs or anything. This is like him being like, I'm gonna have everyone do a sing along. I'm not gonna sing.
But dude, what I don't get is he's already singing it. So just put the mic in front of your mouth.
Yeah. Dude, my theory here is that his voice is not where it needs to be to get on tour.
But even then, the crowd will help. Together. You know when somebody's bombing karaoke and everyone starts singing, like we were just talking about?
It kind of
brings it all together.
Yeah.
It's not like he's dead silent. They will sing along.
Yeah. Yeah. Has he, because this is going crazy viral.
48 times. Yes.
So he hasn't responded?
His PR is not great. Hammered. Remember that last year when he was driving to the Hamptons? This is going to ruin the whole tour. The tour? You mean the lip sync tour?
He's not even lip syncing. You mean when the audience sings for me? That's wild.
Bro's making money to have people sing his songs at him. He kind of won. I'm jealous. Imagine you on stage and people are doing your bits to you in sync.
Honestly, furious. In sync. He was on that band. I'm furious. I'm furious though. If I get on stage, people start doing my bits at me, these are mine. Everyone stop. I got to call someone a bitch real quick. Stop doing my bit. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Where does he go from here?
This article is saying on the Daily Mail that his wife, Jessica Biel, is pleading with him to give up touring amid his brutal backlash.
Yikes.
Yeah, something, as I'm saying, man, something's like, I also just lip sync it. Everyone does it anyways. Every fucking concert for the most part is that. So I'm just
Google
confused.
Is Justin Timberlake on drugs? ? Enter.
This says an insider told them that he is sick of touring. And he wants to do something new.
Well, sick of touring.
How long has he been touring for?
I mean, his whole life, but I think this recent one was like relatively new. Sick of touring, or is he sick of his wife? He's wrong in both ends. He's like, I don't want to be fucking home with the kids. And he's like, I don't want to be on the road.
Yeah.
Let me just go lip sync in a park.
Yeah, an insider divulged that Timberlake wants to create new music and to do something he hasn't done yet, but feels stuck singing the same old songs he's been performing for decades, leaving him unmotivated. It would be crazy if you had to do the same joke every
day. Oh, dude, let me tell you something. Blow my head off. Like, literally blow, I mean, literally blow my head off. But that's what you sign up to do, so then don't do it. Like, no one's put a gun to your head. I mean, unless he has a massive tour contract, maybe he has to do it, which is another thing that's I don't think a lot of people talk about. If you have a tour deal, they give you money up front, and then you or you sign a deal and you have to complete all the fucking dates.
Yeah.
So then if you have 19 more dates or whatever the fuck he has left, like you have to just do that.
Phoning it in.
Phoning it in, yeah.
Wow.
But this motherfucker forgot that there's phones.
Yeah.
And now he's going viral. Now he's going to lose ticket sales because no one's going to fucking want to go. Unless he's insanely smart and he's using this as a publicity stunt. He's doing some Savannah Banana shit. But
you think that was Bieber. A publicity stunt?
Yeah. No, that wasn't.
I feel like it was.
No. Sir?
He came out and said it wasn't.
Oh, well, let's believe him because everyone tells the truth.
Yeah, I'm going to fall on my face. Live TV, that was everywhere. They're already selling tickets. They don't need more publicity.
They always need more publicity. You know why? They want to do fucking the Detroit Lions stadium twice, not just once. Yeah. Everyone, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if all of this is publicity. Wouldn't be.
But it's not good publicity. Or is it like, oh shit, he's on tour. I wonder if he'll do it in our town.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
You see me on stage doing crowd work, just mimicking it.
Oh my God. Yeah, what do you say?
PR. Well, is that an episode?
Did we do it? I mean, guys, I miss fucking recording so much. I missed you guys. I missed the people listening and watching. I feel like I'm back home.
Yes.
This feels like a warm hug, guys.
It does.
Do we kiss now? Do I smell everyone's ass?
Yes.
And line
then
the
up. Guy from the airport walks in and goes, do you have a small penis?
And I go, yes.
Good night.
Guys, that is it. We love you, man. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Wallace on a tour. We learned a lot. But that is it. And we have a Patreon, $5 a freaking month. Get you 4 extra episodes plus the Wednesday episode ad-free. So go do that. Again, Mr. Wallace, Mr. Wallace on tour currently. So go check us out. And that is it. We love you guys. Big old dick.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.